radio now. Morning show, hello. Joe, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston, holding things down for you this morning. Thank you so much for being here with us. Joe's journey, trying to lose weight, trying not to be a fatty, trying to prolong my life, and just struggling, man, like everybody does. But I've been good. I have not been great. And what I mean by that is, like, dang it, guys, I've been putting in some of the work. But I still am in struggling as Liv of the Web Girl smirks over there.
I'm not smirking.
No, I mean, I'm not saying you're picking on me. Just a little. I saw a little smirk when I said struggling because of the fact of I am walking and I am kicking Porkchop's butt in the process. I'm actually proud of him too because he's done well. I want to check with him in a second. But I have been doing a lot of walking lately. I've been getting over 10,000 steps every day between walking my dogs and playing disc golf, which I'm sure it's borderline annoying now talking about it, but it's good. I walk about probably 8 to 10,000 steps every time I play a round of golf, which gets it in the zone where I want to be. And the biggest thing still is my diet. Guys, I do so good for part of the week, and then it's like free for all Friday, and I just eat like a turd. I eat like crap, and I feel bad too. There's definitely a good correlation between eating well and feeling good, and that's my biggest thing. I mean, I still lost weight this week. Last week, I was down to 391. This week, I lost 3 pounds. I'm down to 388, which is normal, and it should be. I guess my thing is here's where I'm frustrated, because eventually weight loss does slow down. I know for a fact some of the crap I put into my body. And I know if I would have ate just normal, healthy food, I would probably be down at least double that just because I'm such a big guy right now.
Right.
So it is nice to lose weight. But it's like, man, and it's weird. If you've ever lost weight before and you put it back on, you know what I'm talking about right now. Like, it's different being a skinny person that's always been skinny. But if you're a fat person, an overweight person, and you've lost a lot of weight before, it's weird because something clicks in your head. You're like, I don't want to eat that stuff. I'm going to work out. And you get there, and I don't know where my motivation is. I'm unhappy with stuff, but I have not clicked fully yet. But I appreciate everybody's support, and it is good. I'm down 8.5 pounds since we restarted Joe's journey. So that's kind of an update on my stuff. Pork Chop, though, I want to start involving you with this because we're really proud of you. I don't know, how long ago did you decide you want to start getting a little bit healthier?
Right around a month ago, not quite a month yet.
Okay, so almost a month in. How are things going for you?
It was good. I was 227 pounds. I got down, my lowest was like 213. And then just last weekend, like, we had a picnic at the radio station.
Oh, yeah, we
did.
And
then, we had like some good barbecue, and I ate like two full plates. So I did get back up to like 217, but within the last week, I was, you know, getting back on track, eating healthier again, and now I'm back down to 214.
Nice! Yeah.
What's the biggest thing you're doing? Is it a combination of working out and eating, or how are you doing well on your journey?
I mean, mine is so simple and easy. For breakfast, I just eat, you know, some Cheerios. For lunch, try to eat a healthy sandwich. And then for dinner, I'll eat out, like fast food. But I just make sure it's more of a better option, like grilled chicken instead of fried chicken, or, you know. Just...
So are you counting your calories?
I mean, I was, but now I kind of don't have to because I know what they are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's a robot.
I just want to make sure you're getting enough.
He knows all the stuff.
Well, and I think the disc golf really helps.
It is, man. I'm telling you what, it doesn't matter. I mean, there's obviously different intensities compared to running a 5K or going to disc golf. But if you're walking, if you're moving, you're on the right path. So keep up the good work. And if you ever want to be on Joe's journey and share your stuff and you feel comfortable about that, direct message us, Radio Now AM Show, and we'd love to have you on the show 1 week and kind of share your journey here with everybody else, because I think that's really inspiring when you hear other people talk about it too. You're like, hey, okay, if they did it, maybe I can do it.